Hello, Allegra here, solo today, and I hope everyone has had a wonderful holiday season. We're coming into the new year. Natasha and I were supposed to be together today talking about our annual course correct, but she is in Vermont and unable to log on. She doesn't have a strong enough service out there. So it is Thursday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. And Natasha and I always do a weekly chat about planning and how it's affecting, impacting our lives, currently. And we were planning on doing an annual course correct, and we will do that next week. So join us for that if that is why you are listening. And by the way, for those of you who are listening to this chat as a podcast, if you would like to listen to it, for anyone who's watching the video, you can watch us as a podcast, but we are going to be rebranding in the new year. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. We're going to be rebranding. We have been called the Beyond Your Wildest Dreams podcast because that's what Natasha and I's business is, Beyond Your Wildest Dreams, or BYWD. But we're changing it to the Harness the Power of Planning podcast because Harness the Power of Planning is our signature course, and we feel like everything kind of falls under that umbrella. And so look for us. If you're looking for us as a podcast, look for us as the Harness the Power of Planning podcast in 2024, where we upload these chats every week. And for those of you who are new to our live stream, Natasha and I together are, we call ourselves BYWD, and we are entrepreneurs and moms and educators who are on a mission to help other moms and caregivers learn to prioritize themselves, save time, and accomplish your goals, their goals, through science-backed, actionable, accessible content. And by content, we mean we have our bouquet of books, as we like to call it. We have four books, and actually they're all workbooks because you don't just read them, you actually do them. And they're short. You can see they're about 45-minute books. They're thin. And so if prioritizing yourself sounds like something you want to do, then hey, pick up Rock Your Morning. And you can get all of these on our website, bywdreams.com. Yeah, so if prioritizing yourself sounds like something you want to do, then get our book, Rock Your Morning, which is all about creating a morning ritual, creating self-care, creating a habit of self-care with a morning ritual. And actually, we're going to be rebranding this book too. We're going to be doing a lot of rebranding. Now that we've been around for a couple of years, we're like, I'm not sure if we're optimizing certain things. So we're going to be rebranding. But if you say to yourself, oh, saving time, I want to learn how to save time, then check out our book, 3-2-1 Done, Three Simple Strategies to Get Your To-Do List Done. And you can find all of these on, if you want the print books on Amazon, the ebooks, you can find them anywhere. And for those of you who are watching the live stream, bywdreams.com is the page where you can go to find out about all of these things. So, since Natasha isn't joining us today, I did have some things that I had pulled up as topics of conversation just in case. And so, one of them is, and if you watch our, if you check out our Instagram feed and or YouTube, we're trying to put more things on YouTube as well. You'll know that sort of this week between, for me, Christmas, I celebrate Christmas between Christmas and New Year. I kind of consider this like a special treat of a week because usually I have nothing planned. This is the only thing that I have planned this week. And so I just take some time to kind of prepare for the new year and to reflect on the year that's passed. And so the reflection part, that's where the annual course correct comes in. I'll just hold this up. You can actually get this on our website. You go to bywdreams.com. This is our 6-page annual course correct. See, annual course correct. And Natasha and I have already gone through it because we do this with our alumni a little bit earlier in the month. We guide them through it. And so this is like a nice way to reflect on your year because if you're not aware, humans, we have a lot of cognitive biases that we're just not aware of. And one of those cognitive biases, it's interesting. If you type cognitive biases into Google, there's a list of, I want to say, 200 of them or something like that. And one cognitive bias is the cognitive bias of recency, which is really just a simple way of saying that humans have bad memories. And so we just tend to remember what happened recently, and we kind of extrapolate that as like, that's all I've done. And so, you know, the last week, I have not been as, you know, I have not eaten as well as I normally eat. In fact, I like to joke that I turn into an eggnog slug the last 2 weeks of the year. And so, you know, if I didn't do the annual course correct, I might forget all of the amazing experiences I have had in 2023, big and small. From, you know, I did 32 sunrise hikes this year. I always have a goal of doing 30 sunrise hikes. I hit 32. That was wonderful. We published 2 books, which was our plan. So we met that goal. We wanted to relaunch the podcast, which we have done as this live chat. So, you know, these are things that happened earlier in the year, right? And I might have forgotten about them if I didn't write them down. So doing an annual course correct is a really nice way to take stock of where you're spending your time, where you're putting your attention, who are you surrounding yourself with, and asking yourself, is this how I want to continue to spend my time? Is this who I want to continue to surround myself with? It's just a great opportunity to reflect. And no matter whether you want to continue doing more of the same or if you want to change, you can't really make those changes until you take a moment and reflect on what has been. And so I would say that is one of the things that I like to do in this, you know, week that doesn't really exist between Christmas and New Year's. Another thing I like to do, I actually have 3 things that I like to do to prepare for the new year. I like to repair. If for those of you who are watching the video, you can see me holding up my sleeve of this cashmere. It's a duster. So it's like a full length cashmere thing. And it got eaten up by moths. And I didn't do, you know, there's so many cool tutorials online about artistic ways to patch wool. I have not yet implemented any of them. That's like a goal of mine. But, you know, I just kind of patched them in like a makeshift sort of way. I felted this one. I just stitched this one up with some wool yarn. But now it's just a sweater I wear around the house. I could do it more artistically and wear it out again. But I just feel like there's something meaningful about entering the new year with all my wool repaired. So that's one thing I like to do. Maybe you have something similar. Maybe you like to, some other things I can think of that I like to do, not specifically this week, and the reason why I do the repairing is because it's kind of a little bit time consuming, right? So these are some things that maybe don't take as long. Like I like to in the spring, just, you know, spend an hour and oil my leather boots and, purses, right? So like that could be a great thing to do. My husband actually spent some time yesterday repairing dings in his surfboard. So that's kind of his like similar thing. So yeah, whether it's dusting or cleaning or repairing, there's something nice about entering the new year with kind of just an idea of like everything works, everything is put together, you know? So like maybe you have some DIY projects you've been putting off, you know, finish those if you can. That's a nice way to just kind of like, okay, ended this year. Another thing I like to do in this week is set up my planner for the following year. And oh, it's sitting on the other table. But there are 3 things I do, and you can watch a little video on this on both YouTube and IG. I put in monthly tab dividers. Hold on, let me see. Do I have last year's? No, last year's plan is also on the dining table because I was actively using them yesterday. So I put in monthly tab dividers that are really big. They're easy for me to see. And that's why I like these bigger ones rather than the ones that sometimes come with the planner. The other thing I like to do to my planner is I like to put an inspirational sticker on the front of it. Just kind of like, it makes it fun for me. You know, we often talk about when it comes to using your planner more, pick one that is motivating to you. Pick one that makes you want to spend time with it. We want to reduce anything that stands between you and using your planner. And so for me, having a pretty planner with a motivational sticker just makes it makes me that much more likely to pick it up and use it. And I also like to put a sticker on there that reminds me to breathe. So those are the two stickers I put on. And then the third thing that I do is I emboss the year onto my planner with these little stampers that belong to my father. And it's just kind of a nice way to think of my dad and just, you know, okay, get ready for the year 2024. I love just the act of stamping that into the front of my planner. So just some little things to prepare for my planner. So I do that. So I repair, like I said, three things I do before the new year. I repair my wall, I set up the planner. And then the third thing I do is I like to make this cinnamon Danish. So my mom's side of the family is Chinese. And in Chinese culture, we have a lot of symbolism wrapped up in citrus fruits, and citrus fruits as symbols of abundance, as kind of like a stand-in for gold. For instance, like I have a little orange tree planted by my front door that's supposed to be like good feng shui. So there's this Danish recipe that I discovered, I don't, many, many years ago. I don't even know how many years ago, 15 years ago. And it's very time consuming to make. There's a lot of hands-on time, because if you've ever made laminated pastry, which laminated pastry is croissant pastry, it's Danish pastry. And what laminated pastry is it's basically pastry with layers of butter in between the dough. And what you have to do to accomplish that is you just have to roll it out a lot. You roll it out, you fold it, you roll it out again, you fold it again, you roll it out. It's a lot of hands-on time. And then it also needs to rest in between rolling out. So like you roll it out twice and then it has to rest for at least an hour. So it's a time-consuming process. And I jokingly call this Danish my $10,000 Danish, because that's how much you'd have to pay me to make it for you, because it's that time-consuming. So this Danish is delicious, and I only make it once, maybe twice a year. And it used to be kind of random when I would make it, but then I decided to make it around the new year, and I joked to someone that, yeah, I was rolling in the dough, and they're like, oh, that's awesome, you're rolling in dough. And I was like, oh, rolling in dough, rolling in the dough. Oh, that sounds kind of perfect as a new year idea. Again, going into the new year with everything repaired, everything, you know, clean, and rolling in the dough. That is just a fun metaphor for, you know, prosperity and abundance and health and, you know, just things being good. So those are the three things that I do in this week in between, because like I said, it's a time consuming process making this pastry. And so I make the dough one day and then I'll let it sit for a few days, because actually the dough develops a bit better flavor that way. And then I roll it out on one day and I let it rest, and then I won't pick it up again until the following day. So it's like a whole week process. And so those are the things, three things I like to do to prepare for my new year. So I don't know if you have any rituals that you do in this time between December 26th and December 31st in this new year. But if you don't, consider what would be the things that would have you entering the new year feeling excited, feeling prepared, feeling hopeful. You know, like I feel like the three things that I do all hit a different button for me. Repairing my wool helps me feel like, okay, I am putting a close to the new year. I mean, the old year, right? It's like a tying off a bow. Preparing my planner is me looking forward to the year to come. And then the Danish is just celebratory. It's like, woohoo, this is our way of celebrating. You know, we're not watching the ball drop people. We're not champagne people. But a good Danish and, you know, turning on TV and watching the Rose Parade that happens locally for us, I love doing that. That's my ritual for the new year. So consider what new year ritual you want to create for yourself and your family. And we'd love to hear what that is. So once again, we're going to be rebranding the podcast. If you've been following as the Beyond Your Wildest Dreams podcast, we're now going to be the Harness the Power of Planning podcast. So look for us wherever you get your podcasts. And as I said, next week in the first week of 2024, Natasha and I will be talking about our annual course correct. And I'm excited to introduce that to you. And then also in the new year, we're going to talk a little bit of the, we're going to do a little bit of a post-mortem of the holiday season. Natasha and I always talk about how planning isn't just the process of coming up with the plan. It's also the process of executing the plan. And then the next step is looking back on how it went and saying, hey, what would I do differently? What would I do the same? What worked? What didn't work? So we will do a holiday postmortem because that's something that we're big fans of. Yeah, we always love to learn from what we've done before. That's the surest way to make sure that you keep learning and improving because, you know, humans, we're not wine. We don't automatically get better with age. We have to work at it. So have a very happy new year, and we look forward to talking to you in 2024. Bye.